TheWellnessCouch.com, streaming wellness into your lives.
It's time to kick your shoes off, put your heels up, and listen to how to live your best barefoot lifestyle with your host, the barefoot podiatrist, Paul Thompson.
Hello and welcome back to the Barefoot Movement Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Thompson, the barefoot podiatrist. And today I have a special guest with us, Mr. Anthony Field. You'd know him as the Blue Wiggle. And what some of you may not know is he's on the barefoot journey. So I'm here today to share all that Anthony is just showing us his bare feet now. But I'd love to get Anthony on to share a bit of his journey, because I just find the more people hear about different people's barefoot journeys, why they get into it, benefits they've noticed, all these things, it just helps, you know, people connect and make better decisions, or at least make their own decision whether this is right. So welcome, Anthony. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, good on you, Paul. I'm really happy that you've got a barefoot movement, Anthony. I think we can learn so much from you and like-minded professionals about the benefits of barefoot to our health.
Well, likewise, and we can talk about this a little later, but we can learn so much from your book, How I Got My Wiggle Back. That's how someone put me onto that years ago. I said, oh, did you know the Blue Wiggle's a barefoot are? And I was like, oh, no. I had a look at your book. It's been a few years since I've read it, but you know, some of the exercises in that book are fantastic, and it's a great place for people to, you know, after listening to this, feel free to check out Anthony's book. There's some great stories and things in there. It was a great read as well, but there's some really good exercises in there that are a great place to start. So to get us started, Anthony, can you just give us a little bit of a backstory about, you know, some of the health issues you had then led you into this barefoot journey and like how it all started for you?
Yeah, sure, mate. I was overweight. I was pulling hamstring muscles all the time. I was wearing shoes, of course, and I'd get out of bed and I have this incredible pain in my feet as I walked over, you know, to the bathroom. I had a terrible back. My back would just seize out at any time without warning. I was living in constant pain. Led to depression. It was a really, really hard time for my health and well-being and my mind, which led me on the journey. I just started looking for ways to get better. And everybody finds their way, and luckily, I found some good people.
So, obviously, you had foot pain, so there was probably some people you reached out to look at some of the foot stuff, but how did you end up then? Because it's very non-conventional, right? Like typically, especially here in Australia where you're based somewhat of the time, you know, a lot, if we have foot pain, our traditional methods are to put people in more supportive shoes, maybe arch supports, sore back, back braces, you know, the list goes on. So how did you managed to find, this was years ago, right? This was kind of before there was even a barefoot movement happening. How did you find these people that got you onto this barefoot path? And, you know, did it not seem weird at the time that you were kind of going against what everyone else was maybe saying?
Well, you know, nothing was working. And Paul, you're right. I had all supportive shoes. I had orthotics put in by the podiatrist. I'd wear a back brace. I did all that. I did everything you mentioned. I'd go to a different podiatrist and I'd get another, orthotics put in, and I just wasn't getting better. And the worst was my muscles, like my hamstrings. They were just absolutely, they'd tweak and, you know, rip, and then my back would go out. And so no, it was actually total by accident. We were playing a show in Chicago at a hockey arena, and they have a chiropractor attached to that hockey arena. And my back was out again, as always. And it was Dr. James Stockson, and he came by and he examined me and he said, look, I can just put your back into place. you'll just be out again in a couple of days. Do you want the hard fix or the easy fix? And I said, oh, give me the hard fix. He said, well, I'm going to stay with you for 5 days. I'm going to release every muscle in your foot. I'm going to adjust your foot back to where it should be. I'm going to release every muscle in your legs and your back, and I'm going to do it 5 passes of that. You're going to be in extreme pain while I'm doing that. And then after that, I'm going to basically tell you to be barefoot.
Yeah, right.
So what his idea was to get your feet back to what they naturally are without, look, I'm a layperson and you'd be better explaining this to me, Paul, but how I understood it was your muscles, some muscles have stopped working because you're supported. Your muscles are pulling one way or the other way, which is not helping you. And his idea was to release all the muscles, which he did. So, like, it was agony, absolutely. Using his thumb, he'd stay on a muscle and say, pain, what is it now? And he'd be screaming, and he wouldn't leave that muscle until it released, and then he'd go to the next. So, did it 5 times. Then he adjusted my foot. And then he told me about if you have to wear shoes, make them minimalist shoes. And this was a long time ago. And basically just go barefoot, run barefoot, walk barefoot. And that's how I started. And in Australia, I found some like-minded chiropractors, John Petrozzi in Leichhardt, and this Camille Rami, he's in Gladesville. Mm-hmm. He adjusts my feet. I just don't have any of the pain that I had.
It's amazing. And people don't realize that, you know, all the supportive shoes and just the lifestyle we live these days, like our, you know, we're conditioned to get our backs adjusted, you know, your spine's out, it needs to be adjusted, right? But people forget that the feet have a lot of bones as well. And if they're not moving freely and absorbing shock and allowing the leg to twist on the foot at the right time, and the muscles, like you said, don't fire properly, things jam up, and it affects your whole body. So, getting your feet adjusted is such an important part. I love getting my feet adjusted, and I'm barefoot all the time, but I still get my chiro, who's up in Sydney, to adjust my feet when I'm there, because it's hard to do properly yourself, but it feels amazing.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. Paul, you know, with the adjustment of the feet, and I felt so good that I have to be basically told this is a position, this is a moment where you really do have to wear shoes. I walk barefoot everywhere, and I'll cop a couple of glasses in the foot. I don't care. It's worth it. Yeah. I go minimalist shoes when I have to. Today we're flying, but just unbelievable. But, you know, I was up in the Northern Territory and there was a supermarket there and, one of Woolworths or one of those, and it had the sign, no bare feet. And it was kind of a racial overtones there to keep our First Nation people conditioned. But I look at our wonderful First Nation people and say, mate, they know the answers. They got barefoot. Good on them.
I wish there was clinics around here where I could go and get treatment from our First Nations people's elders, because I reckon they probably have some pretty amazing answers that we're really missing. But that's
that's a whole other thing. But they're barefoot, mate. Unbelievable. And the word fallacy or myth about being barefoot. People say to me all the time, "Oh, your skin and your feet must be so rough." And you know the opposite's true, Paul. Yeah. It's always getting naturally, what do they call that? Exfoliated, is it?
Yeah, but you get like a nice little thin layer of callus that protects the skin and it toughens up, but it's not that like the thick kind of cracked heels
that's right.
My kids are always barefoot and I get the same thing come up all the time. You know, aren't you worried they're going to step on something? And it always comes back to the same thing. Like, I can fix a little wound, you know. If they step on something, a couple of days, it's healed, you know. And most of the time they don't even step on things because they're that aware now of their surroundings that they just avoid it anyway. Like they'll see glass before I do. They'll be like, oh, what's the glass, Dad? But
well, you know, I'm the same. I actually love walking on grass barefoot or on set. I just love the feeling. But my wife and my kids, they're barefoot a lot. And they, kids now are teenagers. But they'll say, do we have to wear shoes today? And I'll say, you're probably at this situation. But my wife, Mickey, you know, and that was, this is kind of sexist because I'd drop the kids off to school barefoot. Whenever she dropped them off to school barefoot, she would get these looks like, you know, what sort of, I actually think she got told, not questioned, even though it was a question, what sort of message are you sending your children? And Nikki said,
one of health.
Away. Yeah, that's exactly what she said.
Did she?
She did. So there's a lot of social pressure to put shoes on. It's stigma if you know barefoot.
There's a huge stigma. I had a patient here once. She saw my shirt. I had like the barefoot movement or I had barefoot vibes or something written on my shirt. And she said, oh, yeah, it's lovely getting barefoot. She said, oh, but I saw this guy, he must have been homeless over the shops before. He was barefoot. And in my head, I was like, it was probably me. I'd literally just run out of the shop 10 minutes ago and taken my shoes off. But there is this stigma around people being barefoot. People freak out.
Yep.
It's funny.
Yeah. And you know, with the flat floors of the supermarkets, you know, even barefoot, you're not getting that real workout for your feet. But at least it's better than being in cushioned shoes on this absolutely flat area too.
Well, sensation's a huge part of this. So when you transition, just to kind of, I guess, make this clear for people, you had the chiropractor helping physically. Did you do exercises as well or did you just jump straight in?
No, I jumped straight in because I was on the road and he said, you wear shoes for, basically said you wear shoes for, you know, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours a day. Mm. That's a long time to be constricted. And he was right. But he gave me, body weight exercises to do.
Yeah.
Using a bar. And I just did it all the time off the ground. And he gave me these figure eight, sort of walks to do, barefoot. Mm-hmm. To get every muscle in your feet moving and working. So that was pretty well lit, you know. It was, I just started feeling good. A lot of people who I asked, you know, not ask, I suggest to try barefoot, they experience a lot of pain when they first do it. And I think I was lucky to have got my foot adjusted to where it should be. Mm. What is your take on that, Paul? When you've got a guy he's got these feet that have just been obviously damaged by wearing shoes.
Yeah.
So, how do you go cold turkey? I'm actually want to hear this because I want to learn.
Yeah. So typically, I used to be in the mindset of just get barefoot. Where now I take a different approach. I normally shoes are one of the last things I change with my clients. As much as most of them want to get into a barefoot shoe or be barefoot more. We take the barefoot part really slow and I'm doing exercises with them, releasing feet, showing them how to release their own feet, you know, do different techniques with bands and balls and things to try and get their feet actually awake again, wake up the muscles, release some of the joints, go through, because the thing is it's not just strength, it's not just mobility, right? They're both important parts. The biggest part is when your mind actually starts to use those muscles properly again. That neuromuscular connection.
Yeah.
That's the issue. Yeah. Face, they go cold turkey. They've still got a restriction or they've still got weak muscles. The brain can't go back to its, you know, proper walking pattern if there's still something out. So you're probably really lucky that you were getting adjusted so rapidly and putting things back into place that the muscles didn't have a choice but to start working properly because they were... A lot of people don't have the benefit of intense situations. They're painful, like you said, to do that over 5 days, that's painful. But some people aren't ready for that.
Well, my wife had two neuromas in her feet from shoes. And Dr. Stockson, I rang him up and I said, they're going to operate because I went to, you know, you know, a great surgeon in Australia. And straight away he went, I'm going to operate, you know. And I rang Dr. Stocks in Chicago and said, what do you think of that? He said, did they ask her what shoes she's wearing? I said, no. And they said, it's the only way to cure this is by operation. He said, this is what he did. It was unbelievable. He said, I'm getting on a plane. I'm coming out. So, look, I was in an incredible position with the Wiggles' success. I could, you know, afford Dr. Stocks. And, you know, not everyone can do that. I appreciate that. But I guess the theory is right, though. So he came out and he said to Mickey, I'm going to work with you for 5 days. And this will be like childbirth. And she said it was the pain of childbirth. He released every muscle. She has been pain-free, no neuromas ever since. And she's been
amazing.
So I guess, you know, the story, you know, that was a couple of success stories for me. But one of the things he used to always say was with the exercise, we lengthen, we strengthen. So he was always talking about, but again, what you were saying about the brain talking to the muscles. Mm. So I kept ripping my hamstring because the brain was getting cut off. Mm. From those, I have no hamstring problems anymore. My hips were out as well, which was, you know, but it was all came from the feet.
Yeah.
So, mate, I'm really happy you're out there helping people. Have you had great success stories?
Oh, all the time. I mean, but it comes down to people wanting it and committing to it. It's one of those things that to do it half-heartedly and you're kind of wearing shoes a lot still, then trying to go barefoot just on the weekend or something, there's a real kind of mismessage to the muscles, joints. It's either not all in or all out. There's still times where you can obviously go out to an occasion and wear a naughty shoe, but it's having those 8 hours a day, like you said. Like we see with kids all the time. The amount of kids I get in here now that I used to put in orthotics, but it's getting worse, right? And it's like the 8 hours of shoes they're in, the sitting in chairs all day, and you start changing just their school shoe, and it's amazing the difference in how they move, the energy level, like everything. It just starts to change. And there's obviously some kids that is not for, like it's structural problems, but for most kids, like they just take to it so well and so easy. But adults obviously need more of that work because they're so conditioned to relying on the shoes or their feet or something. Yeah. But yeah, lots of great success stories. And I'm lucky with my Instagram and things that I get a lot of people message me, you know, about their stories and how it's helping them. And, you know, there's no doubt that, and the research is coming along too, which is really cool. It's just that it's hard to fund research that isn't backed by something. Do you know what I mean? So shoe companies want to fund research around shoes because they can then show buy this shoe. Yeah, yeah. We're kind of saying, we don't want you to buy anything, just take your shoes off.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
I was just going to say, because obviously with the Wiggles, and this is something that people I find question a lot, you know, during lots of high energetic exercise type things, like with the Wiggles, like I've come and watched your show, right? And we saw you locally a couple of years ago. I saw you had your barefoot shoes on. That was pretty cool. Even my son picked up on that.
No, that's good.
He's always on the lookout for who's your shoe. So with how energetic you guys are with the Wiggles, do you still find that after a show you're fine, or do you get pain like in your feet from not having that support? Just to put it out there for people listening who question, you know, exercising in bare feet.
No, I couldn't get through a show without lying down behind the stage when I was wearing shoes.
Yeah.
Now I have no problem. I wear socks a lot of the time on stage because it looks like I'm wearing shoes, or I wear the barefoot shoes. We just did we had a big success with Triple J's Like a Virgin.
Yeah.
We did Elephant Song with Tame Impala. But if you look at that clip, I'm not wearing shoes.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
And people, all the fans of that show picked up on it. And I was thinking, I was just being myself, you know. But I did. I just walked on barefoot and barefoot and proud. That's me, mate.
That's right. That's so good. You're getting the message out there. I know I'm being mindful of your time. You're kind of
traveling. I'll show you where I'll show you what's happening, mate. I have to go soon. We've been on isolation for 14 days, and that's my bags.
You're ready to roll.
I have to go. I'll be getting its call up any second now. But
that's mate, right. Yeah. I'll be mindful of that. I just wanted to ask, when are we getting a foot song? When's the Wiggles barefoot song to educate kids and
parents? I wear barefoot in a lot of videos.
Yeah.
And if you want, I'm on Twitter, right? I get so many people, right? Why don't you wear shoes? Why don't you wear shoes? Way barefoot. But, it would be so controversial because people equate shoes with good health and looking after their kid. It's something that would flip their thinking around. My mother grew up in Glebe, the Depression. She was, you know, as poor as you could be, and she looks at bare feet like you're back in the Depression. You know, why are you wearing barefoot? Why aren't you looking after your children? That's what she said to me one time. You know, and she meant very well by it. So I don't know how you do it, Paul. What? Tell me how I'd go about that.
I know when, so basically my thinking is, right, and we'll throw this out to the world. I know when I started messaging you years ago and chatting on Instagram, and so a big part of my messaging has always been to parents, right? Like if we can change some parents' mindset and educate kids, that's the next generation, at least having an awareness that feet aren't dirty, like it's good to keep them healthy. And when we first started sort of chatting, I was like, oh my God, like you're in a position that you could make such an impact, obviously, with the Wiggles. I'm being selfish now, trying to spread my message through the Wiggles.
No, mate, it's a good message. But I'm one of four. The other three have got shoes.
Oh, we can change that. But I think it's like, it's probably not coming in so hardcore that it's like, oh, shoes are bad. Yeah. But maybe some sort of messaging around, you know, having feet that are strong, feet that are mobile. I don't know. But I think getting some messaging out there around having healthy, functional, you know, feet that can move and climb and do things could be so powerful. And I don't know, I mean, I'm happy to think more about that if that was something that could actually happen. But I think, you know, getting messaging out there that's it's like when you did some of the fruit salad stuff, like healthy eating, you know, like it's kind of, it just sort of then becomes like an ingrained thing that it's kind of, it's cool because the Wiggles are doing it. You know, and I know you go barefoot on stage, but I think I wonder if kind of coming out and kind of being a little, not so much even controversial, it's just saying how important feet are to overall health. I wonder if that would start just, you know, the ticking of parents' minds and making people question and look at things a little differently and then making their own choice up. That's always, I mean, their mind up. I always leave it open to my clients even. I'll say, here's your two options. Here's the pros and cons. What you do is, I'm not going to force you either way because, you know, if I force you either way, it's going to end bad. You know, you need to go with what feels right. Yeah. 99%.
That's right,
well, like most of the parents I talk to, as soon as you, you know, mention a few things and kind of just turn the lights on, the amount of them that are like, oh, wow, like, why are we, oh, get your shoes off. Like, when the kids walk out of here with shoes on, they just, it's just that kind of turning the bulb on and they just, all of a sudden realize like, oh yeah, this is not a good thing for them to be in all the time. So anyway, that's just throwing that out to the universe. But
well, we did a song called I Wear Rubber Boots on My Feet, and it goes through all the Wheels and I go, I don't wear rubber boots on, I like bare feet. I've done it a few times. But and also our audience is so young. I feel like we could do something like, you know, go out and explore without shoes on. Like you could do it back in the century, which is a beautiful thing as well. Just encourage people to feel the ground with their feet. You know,
but a major part of it.
Yeah, and you know what? I better go, Paul. But
yeah, that's okay.
Do you know? But mate, you know what? I a couple of years ago, another great doctor I saw said to me, and I was 16 kgs heavier. And he said, this wasn't James Hawkins, someone in Australia said to me, you have to lose weight. You're also putting a lot of force on those, you know, on your feet, on your joints and all that. And it all happened at the same time. And I think when people start feeling good, getting out of pain, you're not so needful of a bit of comfort food here and there. Yeah. And sometimes it just breaks, it turns into a real chain of healthy choices. So,
which like never, you said earlier, like never, chronic pain changes your mind around all this stuff. But
yeah.
Anyway, I love what you're doing. I think it's amazing. Please check out the book. I'll put links in the bottom of the episode, How I Got My Wiggle Back by Anthony Field. If you've got young kids, obviously follow the Wiggles. They're amazing, amazing group that are always, trying to spread good messages in their songs, which I love. And it's great to know that, you know, you're out there being barefoot and getting benefits from that as well. Oh, mate. And I'll just throw it out there. If this foot song happens, I'm happy to dress up as a foot and be...
We've got to do it, mate. Okay, we'll be in touch. I'll be in touch with you, Paul. No worries. I'm not going anywhere.
That'd be great.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, mate. See you later. Mate.
Bye.
Bye, Paul.
This has been a production of TheWellnessCouch.com. Check us out on Facebook and join in the conversation on Facebook.com/TheWellnessCouch. Subscribe to each show on iTunes and check us out on Twitter. The Wellness Couch, streaming wellness into your lives. Whilst the Wellness Couch presenter endeavor to provide accurate and helpful information to their listeners, these podcasts cannot take into account individual circumstances and are not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice of a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided by any of the Wellness Couch podcasts.